Here is That Which Is with John Morton. That Which is presented by MSIA, the Movement of Spiritual Inner Awareness, a movement dedicated to awakening the spiritual heart within each of us. John Morton is the spiritual director of MSIA. He has given seminars and workshops worldwide for MSIA, for the Institute for Individual and World Peace, and for other organizations dedicated to improving people's lives. This program is entitled The Law and Spirit. Right after John Morton speaks, we'll tell you how you can obtain more information about John Morton and MSIA.
So let me remind you about what it means when we do a closed seminar, just in case you might need a little reminder. It is about those of us, so us, I include myself, who are interested and intending towards our Godhood. And so when we walk through those doors, we've done some preparation, those of us who were part of preparing for it. So I look at myself, and you can include yourself in any way that fits. And what we attempt to do is to leave behind the door those things that would really be distractions in any way. We're not successful entirely, but we do have one aspect that we ask, and that is that you are those who are actively studying towards this thing called the soul, and that's something we refer to as both a consciousness and a place inside. When I say a place, it's not necessarily that it has any kind of an address, you know, that we can deliver to the post office or that it needs to change, so we give a change of address or something like that. It really is what would be our home. So when we come in, it's very simple. I heard tonight when we were calling the light a very key phrase, and it had to do with letting go anything that we'd want to leave behind. I don't know if any of you heard that, but I certainly heard it. And when I hear things that are about the light and speaking of the light, I like to cooperate as much as possible. So I'm going to give you another exercise right now that I saw while I was sitting back there from the Spirit. And even when I see things when I'm preparing to come up and present with you, they don't always make it. And I realize often that those are for me. They're not necessarily for anything that I'm going to be sharing with you. But tonight it did make it up here, what I saw a little earlier, so I'm going to share it with you. Probably not quite as I saw it, but we'll see what shows up. And it's an idea. I'll give it to you. You can do this inwardly as a way of visualizing, or there may be other ways that you experience it. And it's very simple. What I saw was that we're all in an energy field here. And I was seeing it like water, so that in the energy field is substance or material energy of a particular nature. And what we're working with is this thing we refer to as the light, and we're asking for our consciousness to be more of the light. And that's a cooperation. So as you would do this, just see that whatever energy is in the room with us tonight, however you see that right now, is being lifted. And this is how I saw it. It was kind of like It was definitely starting from the bottom, so you can see it from the bottom, and moving up, but very slowly, kind of like if we were using, you know, what's happening right now is what often happens, is when I'm cooperating with the inner consciousness, my mind isn't necessarily very good. Not that that's very good to begin with, but it moves into something where looking for a word can be quite an exercise. So what I'm doing this because I'm hoping that I can translate the image that I'm seeing into a word for you, but I may, you know, do something like draw it up here and somebody will get it. There it is. So it happened in the last five words. Boom, they came. It's an hourglass, right? And even while I said the word, my mind's in a place where I don't even know if that's so, because it sounded like a strange term to me. So that maybe gives you an idea of what consciousness I'm in. I'm not necessarily speaking very good English, because there's a whole nother level of translation going on here. And you probably forgot what that was all referring to by now, because sometimes it's difficult to stay with what we're doing. But it's the idea of how you turn over an hourglass and the sand starts slowly going through because of the nature of the energy called gravity that's causing it to flow through an opening, and not all the sand can go through at once. And that's the nature of the opening. So if you had an idea that there's a kind of gravity going up as an idea that's lifting, and there's an opening for us here tonight for that process. And the information I have is that somewhere around the time when I complete with you, which might be like I say Beirush Beishan, which is the blessings already are, and that's a magical phrase that can bring about a confirmation, an anchoring of what the blessing is. In any case, so far it's going to be a continuous lifting, but very slow, very gradual. And in that process for you, I would just suggest that you allow yourself to be lifted, whatever that means to you. It may be that there's something that's said that you realize in what's being said by me, or what's being said to you inwardly, is an opportunity for you to move into what is an idea presented to you as an experience. It's kind of like an aha, where you realize something, and in the realizing, there's also a deeper experience. The kind of experience I'm also referring to here is a truth that lives, and when it lives, it keeps occurring. Like water that comes on shore, it comes on shore as a wave, and yet it doesn't completely come on shore unless it's a flood or something like that, or a tidal wave. But it has a process where it comes up and then it tends to move back. But when it comes up, is an opportunity for you to partake, to be lifted. So just put that idea in there, that at various points tonight, the wave comes in, the light action presents itself to you in some form, and it wouldn't necessarily be a verbal form. It could simply be an experience inside. And there may be another choice that sits there where, because of your judgment, your fear, you would hold back. It could be just because of habit. And I've got this idea for you to relate to. Have you ever been to a dance? Okay. Maybe you went to a dance where it started out real slow, like there was the dance floor and people were on the side of the dance floor, the music was on, nobody's dancing. You've seen that before? But the music is there to dance to, the dance floor is there to dance upon, and yet people hold back. Why? Well, sometimes maybe the idea didn't occur to you. Like you're talking, or you're waiting for an invitation, like, would you like to dance? Or you're waiting for somebody else to go first, which is often the case, that somebody has to go first. And we consider that, well, if I don't know enough, then I don't want to go first, or I don't want to be judged or ridiculed or mocked or something like that, because I'd rather have somebody else be ridiculed, mocked, judged. And then, or let them try it out. Let them be the one to dive in. if you knew what was going on here was absolutely for you, that there was nothing about what was taking place here that was in any way against you, why would you hold back? In our wisdom, we wouldn't hold back. In our ignorance, in our habitual way of doing things, we might. So I'm encouraging you not to hold back, because what's here for you is something to partake in right away, now. And even if it does happen where you get out on the dance floor and you enjoy it and you realize that's pretty good, well, just because one song ends doesn't mean it's time to stop dancing. So have you ever danced and then realized you wanted to keep dancing and another song comes on, so you keep dancing? So that's the idea, is we're going to raise the energy tonight. I'm talking spiritually here, because that's who raises the energy. That's the authority that's going to do this process. And as you can partake, go ahead and partake. How many of you have been in an insight seminar? Most of you. Good reason to ask this question. Because you probably, if it was anything like my experience with insight, had something that became an outer way of expressing your experience that was probably more than what you would usually do. Did you follow that? Like, if you had joy, then you really expressed that joy. But if you had sadness or something else, you really expressed that, that you just allowed yourself to have that experience. One of the guidelines in my insight seminar, and I say that because I haven't been in one for a while, so I'm not quite sure, but what I remember is this phrase that was delivered that became very important to me, and that was to participate in my experience and experience my participation. And then I remember another phrase that was put up on the very first night of what's called Insight One, and there were actually six nights of my Insight One, was put up, and then the facilitator said, you're going to see this again throughout the seminar, and we'll be presenting this piece of information every day, and we'll actually present it to you more boldly every day, because it becomes more and more important as the seminar goes along. But we want to make sure you have it right away. And that's, I sure wish I had participated 100% from the start. And so it was put up like a little sign from the stage. By the end of the seminar, it was a great big banner that was all the way across the wall. And it was emphasizing the importance. And one other thing the facilitator said at that time, the very first night, was, and I'm going to stand up here on the last day of the seminar, I'm going to say, I told you so. So I want you to know right now, I'm telling you so, and I'm going to say again, I told you so. Because if you're anything like people who go through this seminar, at the end they wish they had participated more fully. They wish they had participated 100% from the start. That's the energy that we're dealing with when we deal with spirit. When we deal with things in the world that are commonly referred to as negativity, that's not the kind of thing you want to participate 100% with. Have you ever noticed that? I have. So when you get into a judging, that's not the kind of thing you want to participate 100%. That's more like this, I sure wish I hadn't participated in this 100% from the start. Because it has a way of coming back to us, that if we judge, then we're judged. And to me, those are those arrows of outrageous fortune that gets shot somewhere in the air. And there was some guy way back when who said, maybe it was a gal, so it's not, who cares about the gender? Somebody said, what goes up must come down. You remember that one? And then when we started growing our hair long a while back, there was somebody who said, what goes around comes around. I'm sure it was said earlier than when we were growing our hair long and wearing beads and things like that. I'll own it if none of you do. It's just to say that there is a responsibility we all have that's about what we do, what we express, what we put out, what we cause has effect. And the way I have it, and the way lots of others before us, so that's all of us if we claim it, have it, is it's exact, it's precise, that what we do has exact, precise results to match, equal and opposite. Somebody, maybe one of those scientific guys that started talking about the nature of things and somebody started recording it, said, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. You heard that one before? So there's a lot of ways of looking at this. And this is that things come around, and this is a level of doing and a level of responsibility, and it's 100%. So when you get the good part, then why not participate absolutely as much as you can, because you're going to get 100% as much as you can in that good field and what's uplifting and what's positive. And of course, when it's negative, when it doesn't work, well, that's the kind of thing to stop immediately or don't enter. I hope you followed that, because I'm just laying out something here that seems to me like a law. And a law is something that we're all governed by. Let's say it that way. And there are so-called natural laws that we're all governed by, like gravity. Let me do my version of a JR demonstration you've seen several times. Ooh. It's okay, I got a little wet. It really is all right. Because, this is the first time that I've done this demonstration in a seminar, and it wasn't rehearsed. I don't know if you could tell that. But it did remind me I'm going to take something for my throat here. But JR has done a similar demonstration, but he takes off a ring, which I just did, and goes like that. And it's all about gravity, you know, how gravity works. Did you see it? Probably saw it a little more accurately with this, because this is a big object relative to how big the ring is. But the idea is gravity's functioning. We're all subject to it. Even if I do recall going to this place near San Jose, California, they call the mystery spot. Has anybody been there before? There's somebody back there. And it's a place where gravity works a little differently, and it actually works kind of sideways. Now, there used to be a show on called You Asked for It. Anybody remember this? Okay. That's when I first saw this place, was on You Asked for It, because people would write into the show and they'd talk about things they'd heard about or read about or something like that that seemed unbelievable or something like that. And they would ask, could you check this out? Could you go see if this is true? If it is, could you put it on the show? So I saw this place, and then later I actually went there, and they have things about it where you can check it out. Like, they have a bridge where you can walk, and the bridge is actually like on an angle, so you, where you're standing, it looks like you're going to be leaning, but when you get on the bridge, gravity's working perpendicular to it, so you're actually walking sideways. There are some faces I see that go, really, are you? Come on, is this so? See, now I have no idea if this place still exists, but I bet it does. I don't know if it's still a place you can pay admission and go into, but if you want, check it out. So even gravity that seems to work fairly consistently doesn't always work the same way. So laws being what they are, perhaps they are mutable. And that used to be a big vocabulary term for me, so that means changeable. Just in case somebody didn't get that. There's immutable and mutable, so changeable. And that also could mean conditioned. But in any case, we're all dealing with things like gravity. And there are other things that we're dealing with that have to do with our responsibility. That was going so along, was like a prepared speech, like text, like on a teleprompter. And now I ran into the blank part of that text. But I'm sure it'll come around. There must be another page coming up while I speak. Got it. Thank you. So we're emphasizing the opportunity of working the law of responsibility, the law of karma, the law of cause and effect. And I just got a little image, like a barometer here, of where we're at. And we're at about just below the knees, like lifting the energy. So I'm just inviting you to have a little tune in there. See if you pick that up in some way. Regardless, I'll go on. The opportunity is to realize how that choosing works, that when things are working for you, it is a time to give yourself over completely, to participate fully. Do not hold back. And consider this. You are a creator, not a halfway creator, not a part-time creator, sometime creator. Now you're on, now you're off creator. No, you're a full-time, 100% creator. And in that, you've been entrusted. You've been entrusted with creatorship. That means the ability to do, the ability to choose, and the responsibility that goes with your choosing and what you do. So how about giving yourself some more trust to go along with that? So that when you do things, you can trust yourself. I'm letting that seep in a little bit. So when you do things, you can trust yourself fully. And consider trust as a precursor, like a key to start the ignition. You want to go somewhere? Need a key. Key, trust. So that's the trust that's the key. That's going to enable you, free you up, unlock the brakes, the hesitation, the doubt, the fear. It's going to unlock that. The trust will free up all those things that would keep you from fully participating in the blessings that already are when the Beirut Beishan comes in. So you wouldn't want to do that in your correct mind, and you have a correct mind. It was issued with the package. It's a package deal. It came in with responsibility. It came in with co-creatorship that you have this 100% ability that is a correct mind that sees what to do, and you simply choose to do that. And whatever you need to know will be provided for you. Okay? You remember this phrase back in MSIA lore called, you're never given anything you can't handle? Okay? It's in there. It's in there early in the game, like first few discourses. I don't know where it is. I'm not going to attempt to cite it for you like it's in this discourse on this page. But it's there. And if you trust that, then whatever you choose is something you're given. You see that? So if you choose something, a result happens. A result is something you receive. Just look at it that way. What you choose gives you something that's going to come to you that you will receive, that will impact you like a gift. So what you're given, you can handle. You did not come in this world to have pain. You came in this world to have joy, the joy of the Father, the Mother, that is God. That's your destiny, is to have joy, to have it more abundantly. So if that is not something you record in your journal at the end of the day, like, wow, what a joyful day. Let's have another one. Then take a moment in that moment to place joy with yourself. That the where you're going when you end the day is a place of joy. It's a place of rejuvenation and rejoicing. That as you go in the spirit, that those who we would call the angels, those who we would call the emissaries of God, are there to greet you, to rejoice in your presence, to welcome you, to embrace you. And you're coming and you're going. That's the soul. We're at the ceiling, Beirish Beishan.
John Morton's closing words were Beirush Beishan, which means the blessings already are. The blessings, the ideas, and the concepts which you've heard are just a small part of the abundance of material John Morton has shared with us over the years. If you would like a free book, Journey of a Soul, call this number, 1-800-899-2665. You can send email to servicedesk@msia.org or write to That Which Is, Post Office Box 513935, Los Angeles, California, zip code 90051-1935. This has been That Which Is with John Morton. Thanks for joining us.